Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee Break Spanish Travel Diaries, Season 1, Episode 6. Hola a todos y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Yo soy Marc.
Y yo soy Anabel. ¿Qué tal, Marc? ¿Cómo estás hoy?
Muy bien y con muchas ganas de, continuar nuestro viaje. Pues no es nuestro viaje, sino el viaje de Victoria y Abel por el norte de España.
Pero lo hacemos con ellos, así que también es nuestro.
Estoy totalmente de acuerdo. We hope that you're all very well and enjoying our journey around the north of Spain with Abel and Victoria as they celebrate their honeymoon traveling through these beautiful villages and towns and cities throughout the north of Spain. Now, last time we were in Santillana del Mar. Well, that's where we arrived. And they, as usual, had some delicious food, cocido montañés and anchoas de Santoña. And let's see what happens this time. ¿A dónde van hoy, Anabel?
Pues en este episodio, Abel y Victoria van a Asturias. ¿Has estado alguna vez en Asturias, Marc?
Pues sí, la verdad es que he estado en el destino de hoy, en San Vicente de la Barquera. Pero la verdad es que no me acuerdo de mucho.
¿No? A lo mejor este episodio te refresca un poco la memoria, Marc.
Tienes razón. I am aware that I'm saying this almost every week as we've come to different destinations and I'm saying, oh, I don't really remember much. It was 20 years ago when we did this one trip, so that's why I don't remember much. So I'm looking indeed to have my memory refreshed by this episode. Let's get straight on with it now.
Creo que tanto Abel como yo estábamos cansados de madrugar. Nos estaba encantando el viaje, pero no dormíamos lo suficiente. Menos mal que iba a ser un día sencillo. Empezamos yendo a San Vicente de la Barquera, un pueblo costero con calles y edificios de ensueño. Fue como viajar a la Edad Media. Tras ver lo imprescindible, volvimos al coche y tomamos rumbo a Lastres, Asturias, donde pasaríamos la noche. Pero hicimos varias paradas antes. Lo mejor fue Bufones de Arenillas, unas chimeneas naturales junto a la costa por las que salía el agua del mar. A Abel le encantó la playa de Gulpiyuri, una playa que no da al mar. Increíble. Decidimos hacer allí un picnic y mojarnos los pies. Llegamos a Lastres a media tarde. Cenamos pronto en el mirador y dimos un paseo por la playa.
Okay, a shorter entry this time from Victoria, but still full of lots of suggestions for our next trip to the north of Spain. Anabel, let's go through it as ever.
Creo que tanto Abel como yo estábamos cansados de madrugar.
Okay, so cansado, of course, means tired, and we were tired of, well, what were we tired of? Madrugar is an interesting verb because you can't really translate it with a single word in English. Madrugar, ¿qué quiere decir madrugar?
Quiere decir despertarse temprano.
Exacto, so to get up early. Now, we'll come back to that in just a moment. So, Abel y yo estábamos cansados de madrugar. We were tired getting up early. But what Victoria actually says is, creo que tanto Abel como yo, tanto one thing como another thing, is as much as. So Abel was as tired as I was of getting up early in the morning. Creo que tanto Abel como yo estábamos cansados de madrugar. And just watch the verb there. It's the we form. Nosotros. Creo que tanto Abel como yo estábamos cansados de madrugar. Now, Anabel, madrugar does indeed mean getting up early. However, when we talk about la madrugada, what are we talking about there?
Por la mañana, al momento temprano de la mañana.
And this early moment of the morning, could this actually be before we go to bed? Por ejemplo, si estamos de juerga.
Oh, sí, claro. Depende de hasta qué tarde vayas a dormir.
Exactly. So it depends how late you're going to sleep. So if you're out and enjoying a night out Spanish style, which Spanish style would probably be, it wouldn't start until, well, very late, and then you would go on partying until the early hours of the morning. Those early hours of the morning are indeed la madrugada. Mm-hmm. So you can be out until la madrugada, but the word madrugar means to get up early. So if you've been out until the madrugada and then you madrugar, you're going to be tired the next day, I think. Vas a estar muy cansado.
Desde luego.
Okay, then Victoria goes on to say.
Nos estaba encantando el viaje, pero no dormíamos lo suficiente.
Right. We probably know what nos encanta el viaje means. We are loving the journey. Nos encanta el viaje. But here what we've done is change encanta to a continuous tense using estar plus the gerund. So nos estaba encantando el viaje. Literally, to us, was enchanting the journey. So the journey was enchanting us, or we were loving every minute of the journey. Nos estaba encantando el viaje. However, what was happening?
No dormíamos lo suficiente.
So no dormíamos, that's an imperfect tense there. No dormíamos lo suficiente. We were not sleeping the sufficient. We weren't getting enough sleep because I think they've been very busy on their journey. Could we say, pero no estábamos durmiendo lo suficiente?
Sí, también podemos decirlo, pero no estábamos durmiendo lo suficiente.
And just take care with that, because durmiendo, D-U-R, durmiendo, the gerund form of dormir, the vowel changes in there. Dormir in the infinitive, durmiendo, with a U in the gerund. We weren't sleeping enough. Okay, let's continue.
Menos mal que iba a ser un día sencillo.
Okay, menos mal que iba a ser un día sencillo. Another imperfect tense here. Thank goodness it was going to be a simple day. Menos mal que is a thank goodness, something like that. Menos mal, at least it was going to be a simple day. Un día sencillo.
Empezamos yendo a San Vicente de la Barquera, un pueblo costero con calles y edificios de ensueño.
Okay, empezamos yendo. So yendo is another gerund. We're seeing quite a few gerunds in this episode so far. Empezamos yendo. We started by going to San Vicente de la Barquera, which is un pueblo costero, a coastal village or town, con calles y edificios de ensueño. If something is described as de ensueño, it means they're like a dream, they're fantastic, they're magnificent. So these are streets and buildings which are dreamlike, they're so amazing.
Por ejemplo, el viaje de Abel y Victoria es de ensueño. ¿No te parece?
Sí, me parece. So Abel and Victoria's journey is un viaje de ensueño. It's a dream trip, a dream journey. Perfecto.
Fue como viajar a la Edad Media.
Okay, it was as if we were traveling back to the Middle Ages, la Edad Media, the Middle Ages. So have a look at the image that we've put on the Instagram account for San Vicente la Barquera, and you'll get a feel for these medieval buildings. And of course, you can look at other images online. It's a beautiful place.
Tras ver lo imprescindible, volvimos al coche y tomamos rumbo a Lastres, Asturias, donde pasaríamos la noche.
Okay, so another example of something we've seen before in this, and that's that conditional used in the past to refer to what the plan was. Okay, we'll see that in just a moment. Tras ver lo imprescindible. Tras ver lo imprescindible. Okay, lo imprescindible is the essential things. So, tras ver lo imprescindible, having seen the essential things, once we'd seen the essential things, volvimos al coche, we returned to the car, y tomamos rumbo a Lastres. And we took the journey, we headed towards Lastres, which is in Asturias, so that's a new province, donde pasaríamos la noche, where we planned to spend the night, literally where we would spend the night, o donde haríamos noche, podríamos decir también.
Mm-hmm. Exacto.
Okay.
Mark, antes de continuar, let's have a look at tras ver lo imprescindible. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Tras ver here is like después de ver. Mm-hmm. But in después de ver, yeah, después de can be combined with an infinitive or a conjugated verb if it's después de que, conjugated verb. Mm-hmm. But with tras, we can only use an infinitive, and it is usually put at the beginning of the sentence, not infinitive, but the structure. Yeah?
Yep. So here we've got tras ver lo imprescindible, after seeing the essential things or having seen the essential things and so on that we translated it like. But we could also use después. How would that be, Annabel?
Después de ver lo imprescindible.
So with después, we need the de after it. And there's also one other option, and this is the slightly more complicated version because we're going to use a conjugated verb. Annabel, let's hear what that would be.
Después de que viéramos lo imprescindible.
Okay, so there, después de que viéramos. Viéramos is our imperfect subjunctive. So for those of you who are a little further on with your Spanish, you recognize viéramos or viésemos as an imperfect subjunctive. And the reason for that is it comes after después de que. We need a subjunctive after that. Okay, one more question, Anabel. And that is, would we speak? Would we use tras ver in speaking, in spoken Spanish, or is that more written?
I have to admit, it's a little bit more written than spoken.
But now we know it, so it's all good. And you'll be able to recognize that if you read that. Okay, let's continue on. One more sentence.
Pero hicimos varias paradas antes.
So before they got to Lastres, they did various stops beforehand. Hicimos varias paradas antes. And we'll hear a little about those stops in just a minute. Let's take a short break now. We wanted to let you know that there's a premium version of the Travel Diaries course, and this includes a set of lesson notes where you'll be able to read the text from each of the diaries and work through the vocabulary and any explanations that we've provided. There's also a video version of the text where we've left space for you to repeat the words and phrases used, giving you an opportunity to practice your speaking and your pronunciation. For more information about this, head to coffeebreakacademy.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Okay, so Victoria and Abel are on their way to Las Tres, and on the way to Las Tres, hacen varias paradas. They make a few stops. Let's find out a little more about these stops. Anabel.
Lo mejor fue bufones de arenillas, unas chimeneas naturales junto a la costa por las que salía el agua del mar.
Okay, lo mejor fue, the best thing was, the thing that they liked most, was bufones de arenillas. Anabel, ¿qué es un bufón?
Bueno, Mark, hoy en día, en español, un bufón es un payaso.
¿Un payaso? Entonces, ¿qué es un payaso?
Un payaso es alguien que hace bromas, que es divertido, y eso es un bufón.
Ok, entonces podríamos hablar del bufón de la clase, por ejemplo.
Eso es, el gracioso, la persona graciosa de la clase.
Okay, so we're talking here about the class clown. El bufón, un bufón is a clown, or a, in a kind of historical sense, a jester. Pero aquí, bufón tiene otro sentido, ¿no?
Sí, aquí es otra cosa. Es como una chimenea o un geyser.
Mm-hmm. Un geyser, a geyser or a geyser, una chimenea, literally a chimney.
Eso es.
En este caso, una chimenea, o unas chimeneas naturales. Natural chimneys or natural geysers, junto a la costa, beside the coast, por las que salía el agua del mar, through which came out the seawater. So the seawater is projected up through these geysers, that's what gives them the name, los bufones de arenillas. Anabel, tengo otra pregunta. Aquí, por las que salía el agua del mar, podríamos decir también por las cuales salía el agua del mar.
Sí, también podemos decirlo, pero es un poco más formal.
Ok, entonces aquí por las que salía el agua del mar está perfecto. Muy bien. Ok, vamos a seguir.
A Abel le encantó la playa de Gulpiyuri, una playa que no da al mar.
Ok, no da al mar, sino a un lago, ¿no?
Eso es. Sí. Es interior.
Interior. Ok, so Abel loved the beach of Gulpiyuri. I love that name, Gulpiyuri. Una playa que no da al mar. So dar a algo is when you look out over something, it faces something. So una playa que no da al mar is a beach which doesn't look out onto the sea.
Increíble.
Incredible.
Decidimos hacer allí un picnic y mojarnos los pies.
So, I like this. Decidimos hacer allí un picnic. We decided to have a picnic there. Y mojarnos los pies. And to wet to ourselves the feet. Okay, so have a paddle. But notice the way that's done in Spanish. Mojarnos los pies. As with everything like this, we don't make the part of the body personal. Okay, you make the verb personal and make the part of the body impersonal. So, for example, if you were brushing your teeth, Anabel.
Me lavo los dientes.
So, me lavo, make it reflexive. And then los dientes, not mis dientes, it doesn't matter. If you're brushing your teeth to yourself, then obviously they're your teeth. but the part of the body is just the los dientes or los pies here. And it's the action, the washing or the paddling here, dipping our toes in the water. Mojarnos los pies.
Llegamos a las tres a media tarde.
So we got to Las Tres a media tarde. This would be in the middle of the afternoon, but remember, the middle of the afternoon, maybe a little later in Spain. Anabel, ¿a qué hora llegaron a Las Tres? Dime.
Primero, ¿recuerdas a qué hora empieza la tarde?
Pues sobre las 3:30, las 4.
Uh-huh. Así que media tarde es a las 6, 7.
Okay, entonces in the middle of the afternoon, you would not think about it, certainly in a UK context, of that being about 7 o'clock in the evening. But here we're looking at 7 o'clock in the evening, a media tarde.
Cenamos pronto en el mirador y dimos un paseo por la playa.
So el mirador is the viewpoint, it's the lookout point from which they can see a beautiful view of Las Tres. So they had an early dinner in the mirador and then they went for a walk along the beach. Dimos un paseo por la playa. Dar un paseo, always to give a walk, dar un paseo. Muy bien, pues entonces vamos a volver a escuchar todo el texto y esta vez vamos a entender todo.
Creo que tanto Abel como yo estábamos cansados de madrugar. Nos estaba encantando el viaje, pero no dormíamos lo suficiente. Menos mal que iba a ser un día sencillo. Empezamos yendo a San Vicente de la Barquera, un pueblo costero con calles y edificios de ensueño. Fue como viajar a la Edad Media. Tras ver lo imprescindible, volvimos al coche y tomamos rumbo a Las Tres, Asturias, donde pasaríamos la noche. Pero hicimos varias paradas antes. Lo mejor fue Bufones de Arenillas, unas chimeneas naturales junto a la costa por las que salía el agua del mar. A Abel le encantó la playa de Gulpiyuri, una playa que no da al mar. Increíble. Decidimos hacer allí un picnic y mojarnos los pies. Llegamos a Las Tres a media tarde. Cenamos pronto en el mirador y dimos un paseo por la playa.
Y ya está. They are now in Las Tres, and we'll find out a little more about Las Tres in the next episode. Now, if you'd like to get more out of this episode, and indeed the whole series, you can check out the course version of this. That includes lesson notes, which will give you more information about the language used and further examples, and also our video version, where we pause after each part of each sentence, and it gives you the chance to repeat and practice your pronunciation. So you can find all of that at coffeebreakacademy.com.
And don't forget to check out our Instagram account, where you can see photos of some of the places visited by Abel and Victoria on their journey through the north of Spain.
And you'll also be able to see the other journeys, followed by our Coffee Break French, Italian and German travel diaries. All of that on our Instagram account.
Yes, just search for Coffee Break Languages.
Pues estaremos de vuelta la semana que viene con otro episodio de los Travel Diaries. Pero, entre tanto, muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2020, Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.